So, again, we had a beautiful morning as we head out here to Teardrop Arch on Navajo Monument Valley. We had time to see, feel, connect, feel with our hearts, feel the land underneath us, feel the sky, bright blue sky, and the contrast with the earth tones. Feel the elements of Gaia, earth, nature, all around us in this beautiful, pristine, ancient, once ocean, and now an ocean of energies, we could say, of many that have been here for thousands of years, also immersing themselves in their way of life and in their practices and in their religions and in their traditions, and putting their energy here, melding their what they felt was precious here with the land, and receiving from the land, from Mother Gaia, what she has to offer to them. And as this moment, as the wind blessing us, welcoming us into this beautiful crescent space on the side of the mountain, of the other side of Teardrop Arch, you are invited, we are all invited again, to find that beautiful connection, the benevolence that's streaming from Gaia and streaming from you, from your soul, connecting us, one another, with this place, with this preciousness, benevolence, place of gratitude, and also a place of tremendous love and wisdom that comes from source and truth of our true origin, our true place in this ever-evolving planet that we are all going through. And we are giving again, collectively, an opportunity to just be, just feel what whispers to you personally, what is here for there for you, what vision or message, an answer, a symbol from the elements of the earth that surround you, and to be attentive and tune into that, as you will be doing throughout all the days of this journey. More attunement, more alignment, more melding and blending with Gaia, with our earthly mother that loves us so much. I actually would like to take this opportunity, as just here stepped in our beloved Navajo guide, Marietta, please come. We were told she was a bit busy this morning. And last time we were here, she shared with us her song. You heard Ansley's song, welcoming us to the land. This is Marietta. So good to see you. It's just a blessing to have her, just as we about to begin the channel. Oh. Would you like to share something with us?
Yat'e is hello Navajo, so again, Yat'e. And if you want to emphasize that, you say Yat'e. Oh, yes, and welcome to Monument Valley, and welcome back for returning customers. I'm Marietta. I am from here. My grandmothers are from the area as well. They were well-known medicine men, medicine women, and please feel at home. It's like you have not only the foods and that, but you have the herbs. It's like you have the sage here. You can bless yourself with that. Bless yourself, you know, as if you were coming home. And then with the beautiful scenery out here, this is something that we will be traveling the next few days. but I'm a mom, a daughter, a mom, a granddaughter, and I'm a grandma. I've been doing tours for over 20 years. Was with a different company, but I came with into Goulding's about 10 years ago. So I've done tours for a long time. I just want to sing you this quick little song just so that so that you hear the tune and try to blend in. Okay, here goes. She nasha ahala ahala go nasha ahala ahala go nasha she nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Ahala ahala go nasha ahala ahala go nasha she nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Ahala ahala go nasha ahala ahala go nasha she nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Ahala ahala go nasha ahala ahala go nasha she nasha bege wajola eya heinaya. Now that's a prayer song. A prayer song, and it, if you were to translate it, it goes, there's beauty before me, there's beauty behind me, there's beauty on the right side of me, beauty on the left side of me, beauty below, beauty above, I walk in beauty. What more appropriate for the area, right? Again, welcome to Monument Valley, and we get to know you guys a little better later in the week.
So again, I invite you to place a crystal in your hand and to greet the crystal with three breaths of life from you. And we say to this crystal, I am here. I am here as a living part of Gaia. I am here as a living part of the Creator. And I feel in this moment I wish to convey what my crystal is telling me. It tells me that within this crystal there is only benevolence, and it is free of any anxieties, worries, or stress. My crystal is always in a resonance of peace and tranquility. And whenever we are in a state that we are feeling anxious or fearful or worried, to simply connect in with the energy of your crystal, for it is transmitting to you the energy of peace and tranquility. And you can also take it one step further by going into Mother Nature and discharging your energy of fear, anxiety, or worry into the dirt, the soil of the earth. For the earth is deeply connected with you and is able to transmute any energies you wish to release. And so there is that invitation now to release any unwanted, inappropriate energies into the earth. And to acknowledge our crystal, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of me. Thank you for loving me. And now we say to the Creator, thank you for being a part of me. Thank you for being here, right where I am. For where I am, the Creator is. And I am a living expression of that. And finally, we say, thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who are just tuning into the channel, we find ourselves in a perfect place. Monument Valley, specifically the area near Teardrop Arch, place of beauty, serenity, peacefulness. And so this is a perfect time to give you a message about the numerology of this channel. We're letting the numerology guide the messages of the eight channels given this week. And the beauty of this is that numerology is an expression of energy. And as you walk these lands, you hear about the indigenous and how they feel about energy. Everything has a different energy. In the cosmology, there are many energies. In the seasons, there are energies in the sky, in the ground. In the various kinds of the stories that are told, all about different energies. The ancient Tibetans were no different in that they honored the energies of many things, and one of them were the numbers. The very numbers that you would use every day to count things meant other things. They would use these numbers to see the randomness of humanity, of nature. As the numbers would appear in a random way, they would use the energies of those numbers to perhaps tell of the energy of the day or the moment or what the human was experiencing. It was called numerology. Today is a two as I sit here in this beautiful place. The two is the representative of one of the most misunderstood energies of all the numbers. It represents duality. If I would define duality, it would be much different than the way most would define it. For most would say duality is that which is the fight between light and dark, or high energy and dark energy. It is the struggle that happens all over the earth, sometimes between men and nature, sometimes between nature and nature, sometimes even between men and men. It would be defined as a struggle even within the family. Dysfunction is duality. This would be the most common thing. In certain religious circles, it is the struggle of light and sin. In other religious natures, it is just the opposite. But it's always there represented as struggle. What if that were not duality at all? I'll define duality. At the soul level, I want you to hear this definition. For it is the definition that would come from a creator that loves you. Duality is the process of finding light within yourself that automatically takes darkness away. Did you hear that? Did you hear the word struggle? Duality is not a struggle, it's an awareness. When you discover light, darkness cannot exist. That is an axiom I have given you for 35 years. Therefore, duality to an ascended being or one who is in the study of eldership or shamanship or mastery, it's different. Duality then becomes the discovery of light. For in the discovery of light, all inappropriate things, all dysfunctional things, drop away. Dear ones, I would like to tell you something. Every single one of you has a very bad habit. It's a programmed habit, and it's the expectation of turmoil. It comes from everywhere. The cosmology of the indigenous of this land, of the ones in the middle of the donut of this land, of the ones halfway across the earth, of all of the modern religions you can mention, all have something in common. In the cosmology, there is turmoil. It seems to come with humanism and what humans think about God or the Creator. Take a look at some of the most modern religions of the day, and you have that which is, again, human disappointment, fall from grace. You have all of the things that are wars in heaven, the development of demonic entities. It's all about trial, dysfunction, turmoil, struggle. I would like to tell you something. The axiom your soul will give you, that doesn't exist in your soul. That does not exist with the Creator in love. If it does not exist in your soul and does not exist in the Creator, where does it exist? And the answer is human nature, which has written all of the rules, has had all of the influences, has written all the scriptures to match humanity, not God. What if I told you right now that you could go on a different path, a path that is not one which you think of as a struggle in duality, but a path instead which is duality as I define it, where you start to peel the onion of humanism. That which sticks to you right away is what you've been programmed into it. The things that are perhaps dark energy, the expectation of turmoil, the sadness perhaps you feel for things around you, all of that you come in with. What if you could peel that onion that is your soul energy within you right now, so that those things slough off? And you would measure that within your own life by how you feel mainly about others. Is there still judgment? Or instead, is there understanding? Is there kindness? Is there compassion? When you look at situations that used to trouble you or make you extremely angry, can you instead convert them into understanding? Can you take a political situation that you can't understand and you are one side and they are the others and understand why the other one thinks the way they do? Can you see them as ones that are also struggling with duality, just like you? Can you drop what you were told, even from those who loved you, and think for a moment, is that even correct? And go to a place instead that is pure, where you start to peel that onion even further until you get to a place where the masters say, and all the elders say, and all the shamans say, is the starting point of peace. The starting point. There's a lot more. As you climb the ladder of understanding and awareness, It doesn't get harder. And we said that last night. It actually becomes more beautiful. It becomes easier the more you do because you understand more. You're less bothered by the things around you. To the empaths in the group, you will always feel the empathy, which is a type of compassion that is applied to yourself. But now you can start to transform it into compassionate action and understand what you can do as the empath to not only solve the empathy and the feelings in your own body, but help those you're empathetic to. There are processes. There are ways of doing these things. And it's called mastery. I'll say it again. Are you here to look at the rocks? Or are you here to listen to them? There is much that the energy here would like to tell you about peace, about patience, about love. Dear ones, I would not tell you these things if they were not so. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.